Hayi ngalezi zinsuku besikhuluma nabasha. Nibenibona isithombe la. Yesiphambano. UHezekiyeli 33 verse 11 ukuthi buyani buyani nifunelani ukufa na? Nijaheleni ukufa.
And the word from Ezekiel 33 verse 11, why will you die, O house of Israel? And it says, turn, turn from the evil ways. Why are you in such a hurry to die?
I get namhlanje ebusuku angilalanga.
Last night I didn't sleep.
Ngoba lapho ngilala izinto zabasekhanda lami.
When I was lying in my bed, there were things that were going through my mind.
Ngase ngifunde indaba kaDavid. Kusukela kuSamuel wesibili isahluko sokuqala eTestamenteni elidala inombolo lekhasi 3, 7, 4.
So I read in my Bible concerning David, what happened to him there in 2 Samuel from chapter 1.
11 from verse 1. Ngafunda isahluko sokuqala, ngafunda isahluko sesibili 12. Ngafunda isahluko 13, ngasuka ngasifunda isahluko 14.
Starting
yezwa kumnandi ngathi hayi ubuthonga bukho.
Starting from chapter 11 and then the following chapters after that, 12, 13, 14, and then sleep completely fled from me. It was so wonderful to read about this.
Nambulelwe kuningi ngalendaba, kuningi keke siqede. Ngizothi ngampu, ngampu, ngampu nje. Ama point ambalwa.
And so many things were revealed to me. I cannot speak about it, all of it. It's impossible, but I'll just touch on a few things here and there.
La kulesi sahluko sifunda kulezi sahluko sifunda ngemshikashika kaDavid.
In these chapters we read about David's struggle.
All his struggles. Not before, after. Before he killed Goliath, wabulala uGoliath. Kodwa kusukela kuverse 11, uGoliath owayekuye walimaza yena.
Before that, he could kill the Goliath. But here we find that the Goliath that was in his heart stood up against him.
Ngeke ngifunde okuningi, ngizontshela nje ngomlomo, kodwa ke ngifunde ivesi lokuqala nelesibili mhlawumbe.
I can't read it all, I'll relate most of it to you, but let's read verses 1 and 2.
Isono sikaDavida no Bathsheba.
And the heading says, David sins with Bathsheba.
Emva komnyaka ngesikhathi sokuhlasela kwamakhosi kaDavida wamthuma uJoabi nezinceku zakhe zinaye kanye noIsrayeli wonke babachitha abantwana bakwa-Amoni bavimbezela iRaba. Kepha uDavida wahlala eJerusalem.
In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem.
Kwathi kusihlwa uDavida wavuka embhedeni. Wahamba ophahleni lwendlu yenkosi. Wabona esesophahleni owesifazane geza owesifazane wayemuhle kakhulu ebukeka.
One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful.
UDavid wathuma wabuza ngalo esifazane. Omunye wathi lo akasiya uBathisheba yini indodakazi kaEliyamu umka Uriya umHethi na.
And David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "Isn't this Bathsheba the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?"
UDavida wathuma izithunywa, wamthatha, wangena kuye, walala naye, ngokuba wayesehlambulukile yena. Ekungcoleni kwakhe, wabuyela ekhaya owesifazane, wamitha, wathuma, wamtshela uDavida wathi, "Ngikhulelwe."
Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him and slept with her. He slept with her. She had purified herself from her uncleanness. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David saying, "I am pregnant."
Ngithi uDavid waba iqhawe lamaqhawe.
David was a hero of heroes.
Kumbulani izinto zakhe seyingane hambe bhekana no Goliath. Atha ukhuluma kanjalo ngoNkulunkulu wakwaIsrayeli ngoNkulunkulu wethu.
Remember
what things of bhekana naye.
Even as a child, when he heard what Goliath said, he said, "Does this person blaspheme God in this manner, this uncircumcised man?" And he went to face him.
Ubeza ukuzolethela thunywa uyisu lethela abafowabo ukudla empini.
At that time, he was sent to the battlefront by his father to bring his brothers some food from home.
Wathi, "Hey, ngizohamba ngibhekana naye ngimnqobe."
And he said, "I'll go and face this Goliath and conquer him."
Abafowabo bathukuthela, "Wena uyingane ukhuluma nonsense, uzobhekana kanjani sizwe sonke siyesaba lo muntu."
His brothers were very angry with him. They said, "How can you, just a ruddy little boy, go and face this giant when all the soldiers of Israel are afraid of this man?"
Bahamba babigela inkosi uSauli.
But the message then got to Saul, King Saul.
Othakeze lalo umfana.
He said, "Bring the boy here."
Weza.
And he came.
Wathi, "Awukwazi ukuhamba nje. Uhlomile lowo. Umkhonto ngaka inkemba enkulu. Isiqhwaga. Seziqhwaga. Awukwazi. Ngono ufake ivikelo zami." Wamgqokisa zona. Uma sebemgqokisela, awu, uDavid wathi, "Hey, angikwazi ukuhamba ngalento, angikwazi ukugijima ngalento, angikwazi ukubhekana ngibhekele."
King Saul said, "You can't go as you are unarmed. This man has got a big spear and a big sword. You need to be protected." So he put his armor onto him, and David could hardly walk because of it.
What in the visit? Ngishiye nje. Ngiye. Netskali zam. Angdinga ukgqoka izihlangu zabanye abantu.
He said, "O king, allow me to go as I am. I am well armed and equipped as I am. I don't need other people's armor."
Ube nesihlilingi sakhe, hayi lesi esithi, esithi.
He had a sling with him.
Wafika empuleni ngoba kusemkhosheni. Waqosha amatshe ayisihlanu.
And there in the brook,
five. Epaipheleni kusho umusa.
Five biblically stands for or represents grace. The number five.
Uma ifika waqonda kuye ngesibindi engasabi lutho.
And
uvela le ezimveni ekweluseni.
Just coming from herding the sheep, looking after the sheep, he went up to Goliath boldly.
Goliath wambuka wathi wena uyini? Udlala ngami. Ngizokwenza ube ukudla kwenyoni.
He said, Goliath mocked him and said, "What are you coming to me? I'll make you food for the birds."
David wathi wena uza kimi ngemkhonto ngenkemba ngekhali zakho ezinamandla kodwa mina ngiza ngegama lenkosi.
And David said, "You come to me with your powerful weapons, your sword and your spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord."
Wathi awu yeyisa wena mfana udelela uthi ningami awubona ukuthi ngingubani kanti befaka insimbi yonke indawo kuphela la ebunzini bekhona isikhale singaka.
And Goliath said, "Can you look down on me and despise me like that? Who do you think I am?" And he was armed and protected with armor, his whole body. There's only one unprotected spot on his forehead.
White sling is sake. Washaya. Wanemba la. Ichelangena kona la. Ebunzi nilak.
And David swung his sling and took aim. And the stone went true. And it hit him right there on his forehead.
Aw mayiselele phansi. UDavid wathatha inkemba yesikhwaka ngezombili ngoba bekuyinto esindayo. Wathi shit. Wanquma ikhanda lakhe juqu.
Goliath fell down to the ground. David came to him and took Goliath's sword with both his hands because it was a heavy sword and he chopped off his head.
Awu abantu baqula bathi uSaul wabulala inkulungwane ngoba uSaul ube one ekulweni.
And then the people sang their songs of praise. They said that Saul had killed his thousands because Saul was also a mighty warrior.
Kodwa uDavid ubulale abayizinkulungwane ezishumi.
But David killed his tens of thousands, they sang.
Babaleka izitha abakwaIsrayeli babajaha. Lanqoba iqhawe lethu David.
Israel, the Philistines fled. Israel went after them and routed them, and our hero conquered.
Kodwa lapha simbone isidumaza enza into ebuhlungu ehamba phezulu kwesigodlo senkosi phezulu kanti ubona le owesifazane njengabanye abantu beya ezindlini emabhavulomu balunguze ngamafastela abanye babuke ngembobo kakhiye.
But here we
beqhutshwa inkanuko yabo.
Here we find David disappointing us, doing something grievous, something shameful, walking there on the roof of his palace and looking at somebody who was bathing, like you get some people that look at others in the bathroom, either through the window or through the keyhole, driven by their lusts.
ubena mandle liqhawe lamaqhawe enqoba kodwa ngalolu suku wanqotshwa uGoliyathi okuye uGoliyathi lwenkanuko. Hey, izinkanuko. Zimbi.
David had been a hero of heroes, conquering, a mighty warrior. But here we find him being defeated by the Goliath in his own heart, being defeated by lust. Oh my, how lust destroys people.
Usukela kulasi leso sikhathi impilo yakhe yashona phansi. IBhayibheli lithi kumaHebheru, nibheke isono singathuki sinthandele njengenyoka samthandela.
And from that time, David's life was on a downhill path. In Hebrews it says that we should cast off the sin that so easily entangles itself around us. And this sin entangled itself around David.
Wathethelelwa. Waphenduka. Wathi uNkulunkulu ngiyakuthethelela. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi izitha uzinikile ithuba lokuhlambalaza, maye kuwe mzalwane uma abantu bekhomba ngomunwe bethi lo muntu ikholwa kanti unolaka. Umuntu oyikholwa kodwa ukukhuluma amazwi anjalo, maye kuwe.
He repented from his sin and God says, I forgive you. But he says, because you've given the enemies of God an opportunity to speak against God, for that reason, there are certain things that are going to follow you. Woe to you if you give God's enemy the opportunity to speak against Christianity through your life, maybe becoming angry through the words that you say, they're able to point a finger at you as a Christian.
UNkulunkulu athi, David, wathatha umfazi womuntu wenza ihlazo ekusithekeni, ngizothatha ababili bakho. Two, ngenza ihlazo emini kukhenkethe endlebeni yakwa-Israyeli wonke ngenxa yakho.
So David, you took a person's wife and you sinned in secret. I'll take two of yours. And a shameful thing will be done in broad daylight so that all who hears about it in Israel, their ears will tingle.
Niyeza madoda. Ngenxa yenu ngokungaphili kwenu, amakhosikazi enu angaphenduka enze ubufebe obukhulu. Maye kuwe, kanti futhi ngenxa yesono sakho, ingane zakho ziyoqalekiswa. UNkulunkulu uhambele isono saboyise ezizukulwane zembili zentathu.
Do you hear that, man? Because of your sin, your wives will indulge in the worst kind of prostitution and unfaithfulness. And God will visit your sin in the second and the third generation. Your children will be cursed because of you.
That's
why
God's written. Kuzoba isiqhwaga esikhulu kunalo uGoliyathi.
That's why God's word says, watch and pray. Because if your flesh should be possessed by Satan, then that giant in you will be greater than that giant outside. Goliath.
Futhi iBhayibheli lithi uma umuntu elingwa kalingwa uNkulunkulu.
And the Bible says when a person is tempted, he's not tempted by God.
Ulingwa izinkanuko zakhe.
He's tempted by his own desires.
KuJakobe 1 verse 13 no 14. Ngithanda ukunifundele lokho. Isahluko soqala iverse 13 no 14. Umuntu oyengwayo makangasho ukuthi ngiyengwa nguNkulunkulu.
When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me.
Ngokuba uNkulunkulu angeyengwe ngokuba naye uqobo akayengi muntu.
For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
Kepha ilona lo uyengwa efuhwa ngezakhe izinkanuko efungwa uma inkanuko isithathile ibelethi sono nesono sesiphelisiwe sizala ukufa.
But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away or enticed. Then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
uNkulunkulu ngeke akulinge ube umgqingili sibe isitabani.
God will never tempt you to be a homosexual.
Kodwa ulingwa inkanuko yakho.
You're only enticed and tempted by your own evil desire that Goliath will
in you. Melana nakho. Khala kuNkulunkulu. Nkulunkulu ngihawukele ngisize. Ngingalidumazi igama lakho. Lingathuki ibandla lakho.
When you are tempted, flee from it. Resist it. Cry out to God to have mercy on you, lest his name be blasphemed because of you.
Okuthokozisayo uDavida wayisola ngempela uma nifunda isihlabelelo uthi ngisho namathambo akhe azabuna.
Now, the praiseworthy thing concerning David is that he truly repented. He says in the Psalms where his bones withered away. And he cried that God should forgive him.
Kodwa uma Isaya kuNathan, uNathan esefikile, uNathan wamtshela, Nkosi, kwenzeka indaba enkulu. Lapha edilobheni khona umuntu orishi kakhulu ucebile unezimvo ezingenakubalwa intibintaha.
The prophet Nathan came to David. He said, "Oh king, something heartbreaking happened. There's a man with so many sheep that he can hardly count them."
Intibintaha, you can understand what that means. So many that you can't count them. But in actual fact, it comes from 20. That's what we say, Tibintaha. The old man say, to eleni mira lebieste kontelni, miski net tot 20, to was that Tibintaha. Hidi man net Tibintaha. Van skape gehad.
Unathan, wamtshela inkosi ukuthi le ndoda wayenentibintaha yezimvu.
Kanti kukhona omunye umuntu ompofu owathenga izinyane lemvu lensikazi.
But there was another man who only could afford one little lamb and ewe.
Oh, waitanda, nengane zaitanda zadlala ngaye, yahlala endlini.
He loved this lamb so much and his children that it stayed with him in the house.
Njengabanye benezinja zidlala zihlala khona endlini. Ibilele engalweni zalomuntu.
Just like people have pets in their home and it even sleeps on their bed, this man had this little ewe, this little lamb, and it slept in his arms.
Ingakakhuli kakhulu izale lomuntu ocebile wavakashelwa umuntu.
Now before this lamb had grown up, this rich man had a visitor or visitors.
Ovela kude.
A visitor from far away.
What house of Shabelimfu? Kotwa akashabi kwezakhe. Uthatha le yale ompofu. Phela kwayo. Wayithatha wayihlaba waphekela umuntu wakhe.
But instead of going to his own flocks and choosing from the multitude of sheep that he had, he went to that poor man and he took away his only lamb that he had, and that's what he slaughtered and prepared for his visitor.
Oh, what to tell you, David? What is the moment to find out Abulawe?
David was furious. He said, that man is fit for death and worthy to die.
What Unathan, prophet?
And then the prophet Nathan said, you are the man.
What to David ngonile? Nyabona masu. Kutwa uma umuntu ewona yana kuye. Kodwa wena uwona ngoba uyahamba uhlebe. Ukhuluma nabanye ukuthi hey benza ukuthi nokuthi. Niyezwa nje lokhu. Said it moi that elk in the tal verstaan.
Now then David said, I have sinned. Do you see wisdom to help a person concerning their sin? But you sin in this, that you go and you speak to others. You scandal about that person. You speak about that person instead of going to that person and helping them where they've sinned.
You see, even you who come from East London. Uma umute wona. No ma koninga neyake. Uma ubi sinima. Uhambu kote la banya bantu.
You from East London as well.
Uye ukulume naye. Uta unatana kahambagu tei. Nizwile. Utavitu senzi ntembi, uenza lo, nabantu, abanini beskap, abayanga kwa banyu kushukuthi, hey, usenze lukubi na uchonchi into yetu. Bakonda kuye, wakonda kuye, ibhayibheli thuma umuntu ona, yana kuye, Kuluma naye uma ingekho ungenakho ukuhlakanipha ngokumsiza umuntu yana kumuntu onokuhlakanipha kulekelele nithandaze nithi Nkosi somsiza kanjani kodwa uma usukhuluma Kujengempape ezindiza emhlabeni umhlaba wonke useyakuzwa lokho lahlanjalazwa liyathukwa ibandla likaKristu niyezwa nje nina enizwa isiZulu kuyezwakala Maye kuwe uma umuntu engena esonweni bese uhamba usuhlebela lo bese usuhlebela mina. Awu kuphona Ama newspaper abantu abangama newspaper uma bezwa into sebekela wonke umuntu. That's their life. They are newspapers.
Don't be a fool.
Masters in telling others when somebody else has sinned or his child has sinned. Go to the man. And if you can't, then go to the man who can help him. And don't spread those things, because it's our shame. The Church of Christ suffers because of that. Don't stop being a servant and a tool in the devil's hands. You must come to be prayed for that those demons come out of you. Tongues can do great things. There's a young girl here. She just went for a walk. And she went down to the sawmill and further, just going for a walk. She did a stupid thing. A girl shouldn't go alone. So when she was down there, two boys came and they said, "We love you." She couldn't run away. And then she screamed, "McLean, McLean, McLean." The Bible says if a girl is tempted, she must scream. And if she screamed, she's not guilty. She's spotless.
What McLean, McLean. Intomazane sinkingeni fauti memeze ngaleyo ndlela umenze kanjalo akanaqala akanaphutha.
McLean is on the other side of the valley, and that's how she shouted, "McLean, come help me, McLean." And these two boys ran away.
UMcLean umakhelwane wethu ngaphesheya le kusho ukuthi wayekhala ngaleyo ndlela ukuze kuzwakale le ekhaya kwamaclan laba bafana base bacele kwempunzi.
The one went down into the plantation, the other one hid, went into the Napier Fodde. What's the name of this grass? It's not Napier, it is. Dit het 'n Afrikaanse naam, 'n Afrikaanse boer het dit. Wat? Banagras.
Manje omunye wayeqashe le kuwatela, omunye wangena la kuyimhlanga kunegama ukuthi utshani webhana.
Khula ngamandla uma utshala lokho. Ngelanga nje khula into engaka, ngeviki sekungaka.
That grass really grows very fast. That's why I fetched it from far and planted it here for our cattle.
Kodwa uma esebuya oyedwa baba nesibindi wamlandela wathi ngiyakuthanda ntombi.
But when she came back, one of them had the audacity to come out and come to her again and said, "I love you."
And he says, "I don't want you."
What I am it for?
And he grabbed her, threw her against the wall, because there is a wall that's below the cemetery. It's quite deep.
Why is imposo tonge ni lapanga genzansi kwamatun?
She threw her down. She fell. She lay there. And he opened his zip, his pants down, and he lied on her.
wayesemlahla phansi wavula ibhluke lakhe ehlisa uziphi wayeselala phezu kwakhe.
Then he wanted to put his tongue into her mouth.
Why is it?
And she opened her mouth wide, and when his tongue was in her, she bit. She said, "I wanted to bite that tongue off and chew it to bits and pieces." And when she had bit his thing, he jumped up and he ran with his trousers, and I don't know where he got dressed. What? And the girl came and said, "Oh, I've sinned. I did a terrible thing. I bit a person's tongue off." I said, "No, you did something good. I give you 100 rand for that." You must learn from her. And if he's here with a gun or a knife, then do what he says. If he wants to put his tongue, bite it off. He'll jump and run like a rabbit.
He went,
I don't know how, whether by ambulance to Mpumulu. Mpumulu the next day phoned and said, "We've got a person here. His tongue has been bitten off." And then we said, "Well, we can't do anything about it." So they sent the ambulance, I think, down to, what's that place? Kranskop, to Jambili Hospital. I don't know what the end was, but he was sick a long time. What a good work that lady did. These people have got to do with that every day of their life. They say, "Oh, we're so thankful if you talk straight." Every day of our lives, we've got to do with this.
In England, it's an easy way to do it. We're going 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 to do it. Pumikazi, why say so in Tomazan? What I monile, not to get a car, get Kaola Guin Tommy, Wenzega, Umfano Pamputu Mrs. Bedlella, Labant Bambue Bamputus Missela Guest in his Bedlella, Befunuti, Batunge Ulimilake, Abanengi, Bapegana Lizinto, Usugu no Sugu.
The brother, if he tells you about the place where there was revival in 45. In the 40s, what's going on today? Even the ministers, terrible things. They've got big cars. They drive, "Jesus, glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus. Amen, hallelujah." And they selling drugs at home. And a person who uses drugs is a harlot and a thief. He's everything that's evil.
Umfowethu manje bengaxoxela ukuthi kuqhubeka kanjani le isilandani lapho bekunemvuselelo ngeze ama 45 namhlanje kubi ngisho nabafundisi badayisa imdakamiso emakhaya. Uma udayisa imdakamiso kusho ukuthi uyisiphingi futhi uyisela futhi konke okubi kuhlangene ngakuwe. Yize ukuthi bahambe ngey'moto ey'nkulu bathi glory to Jesus kodwa bayigebengu.
Manje khona lapha ngithanda ukusho kinina zinsizwa,
like to say to you young man,
kuthiwa intombi intombi to
a girl is a pure young virgin if she's pure.
Insizwa ini, insizwa nsi.
A young man is known as that.
Siyazi ukuthi intombazana eyintombi nto ukuthi njani.
We know what a pure young girl of virgin's heart.
Kodwa kunezinye insizwa nabanye abafana bayahlupheka, bayanikela enkosini. Bese kube khona into ehluphayo.
Some boys want to give their lives to the Lord.
Bafana. Kukhona okwenzekayo kanye ngenyanga kinina. Anophikas. Kodwa niyophaphama. Ninephupha elibi. Ipluke selimanzi. Besuthi awu kusho ukuthi angisindisiwe. Ngize ngiphuphe into enjalo. Kuze kwenzeke into enjalo. Hayi lalela wena uPaulo ukuthi winsizwa ntsi. Winsizwa ntsi. Ngoba uma kungenzeki lokho ukuthi usebenzise isandla noma uyafeba. Kodwa uma winsizwa ntsi kanye ngenyanga kwenzeka leyo nto.
Now with young men, they also have a sign if they are pure. Something which happens to them once a month. And some feel that if that happens to them, they've got a bad dream, that they're not saved. Now that's a good sign that you are pure, because that means you're not satisfying yourself with your own hand or in any other manner. That's a good sign.
Ungahlupheki ngalelo phupho alisho lutho. Ungaphupha ukuthi usethekwini. Kuwestreet namhlanje sekuyini Zamini Street noma Ngobo Street angazi achinja amagaba elokhuza siyadideka thina sithi awu dokotela bani manje chinjwa amagama ungaphupha ke noma ukuthi useNgland Kodwa uma uphaphama usembedeni lelo phupho alisho lutho jabula noma khona okwenzekile emzimbeni wakho thokoza jabula uthi inkosi ngiyinsizwa ntsi lento yenzeka ngoba ngiyinsizwa ntsi niyezwa zinsizwa Ngikhuluma straight ngoba ngifuna ukuthi niphume la ningabantu abangazi uSathana athole kalula athi awu wena uphupha amaphupha nje kwenzeke okunje kuwe ebusuku kusho ukuthi usezonweni cha uyinsizwa ntsi ungahlushwa yilokho lelo phupha lisho lutho yebo ungakhathazeka ngoba ubune phuphe libi ko ungakodwa ungacela nje uNkulunkulu Nkosi ngingcwelise ngingcwelise kodwa uma kwenzeka ungahlupheki uyinsizwa ntsi
yes you can ask the Lord to sanctify you from bad dreams but be happy rejoice when that happens don't feel that you're not saved That's a very good sign. I'm speaking straight to you boys because I don't want anybody to go and where the devil will come and accuse them when they are living a pure life.
Intombazana ineskatsaso nentsizwa zineskatsaso. Kodwa angikhulu angijuli uma ngabe abafana bodwa kodwa ngethemba ukuthi nifundisiwe natshelwa ngoba kwathiwa nizoba nenkonzo. Ekondene nalento ngethemba ukuthi nina enaya anikhulumanga ngokweba ngokuntshontsha ngokulwa nahlukaniselwa ukuthi niqondiswe ngalento nengane ezincane zingasuka isigange zikhumula amabhlukwe bese zithi zidlala udokotela
I trust that when you were in your separate groups There was also straight talk where you were, these issues were addressed because we want you to be helped and that you didn't speak about other issues but that which pertains to you when you were in your separate groups.
David was letela kufanele ukuthi sheshe ngqubeke ngoba sohlala isikhathi eside kakhulu nize nifike lobuthongo.
Now I need to quickly draw to a close otherwise you'll grow tired and drowsy.
Wakhala David wayisola ingane ayitholayo insuku ezu-7 ezilelele phansi ngobuso ekhala emini nasebusuku noma kufika abantu bakhe akafuni lutho lutho uma ingane isishonile amasosha akhathi sizokwenza njani ngoba besaba ukuthi uzoyibulala ngale nto ngokugula kwengane manje uma esenza ukuthi isifile usezoyibulala wayesezwa benyenyeza wathi ngitsheleni ingane saphila bathi qha isifile wasuka wakhumula ingubo zokuzila wagqoka kahle wageza wahlala etafuleni wathi kuletheleni ukudla badideka bathi nkosi sizothini manje ngoba ngesikhathi ingane isaphila ubungadli kodwa manje uma isifile usuyavuka uyakhululeka usuyadla wathi niyabona bengikhala ngithi nkulunkulu akangihawukele angithethelele ukuba ingane ingafi kodwa manje isifile kusasizana ukuthi ngikhale ngoba yona ngeke ibuyize kimi kodwa mina ngizoya kuyona hey intshumayelo leyo emnandi ube neqiniso ukuthi leyo nkane isezulwini wathi ke cha ngeke ibuye ize kimi kodwa mina ngizoya kuzeyona
David
yezwa nani bakwaZulu umuntu uma isefile nikhulume naye nithi awube ingelozi enhle kithina nizokwenzela nizobenzela idili nahambe niye kwababhulayo bathi hayi nigula njengoba aningahlabeli aningawenzi ubusebenzi aningamenzeli ukhisimuzi ahlathwe thathwe isiphandla sifakwe la noma efundile umuntu noma angaba uba ufaka lesi sandla siyobolela la esandleni sakhe engalweni yakhe uDavid uthi ngeke ize kimi kodwa mina ngizoya kuyona lalelani mazulu usathane uzodlala ngani kuze kube nini
now David grieved and wept because of his sin after that child was born he was in mourning For 7 days, his officials were very concerned about him. And then after 7 days, the child died. And they didn't know what to do. They said, if David grieved to that extent, what will he do when he hears that the child is dead? So they were whispering to each other. And then when David noticed that, he asked them, what's wrong? Is the child still alive or has the child died? They said, oh king, the child has died. He got up, he took off his mourning clothes, He got dressed properly and he asked them to prepare him some food. And they said, okay, we don't understand this. We're confused. We saw you grieving when the child was still alive and now you stop when the child is dead. He said, well, I can't do anything. I can't bring the child back. I'll now go where the child is. And so there's a great sermon in that.
Khona abanye abantu namhlanje igama labo li uDavid kodwa uDavid walutho
David is a different caliber of a person
Ngiyambona ukuthi unjani
You see what kind of a person David was There are many people called David today but they're not made of the same metal
uDavid ke wona wamthethelela uNkulunkulu kodwa wasuka wahlupheka Genga yakho yafingane okuningi kwenzeka emzini wakhe amakhosikazi akhe awa emini libalele indodakazi yakhe yadlwengulwa indodana kaDavid yasukela udade wabo emdlwengula ngoba uNkulunkulu hambele isono saboyise kubantwana.
So David sinned. He repented. God forgave him. But he experienced a lot of suffering and heartache after that because of his sin. And things happened to his house where his wires fell in broad daylight. And one of David's sons raped his own sister. Because God says he will visit the sin of the fathers to the children, to the second, the
third
generation.
Be careful, your parents, live the right life. Because God will strike your children because of you.
Besides,
if you don't repent. Well, he repented and still God used the rod on him.
Pilani, roba unkulunkulu shaya bantwana benu ngenxa yezono zenu enzenzile. UDavid waphenduka kodwa nokho wathola induku emvuka lokho.
David was a mighty man. Never had there been a king in Israel like him.
UDavid wayenamandla bengakazi kube khona inkosi kwaIsrayeli enjengaye.
Because of his strength.
Ngenxa yamandla akhe.
An accomplishment.
Futhi lokho wayekwazi ukuthi aphumelele kukhona.
Ubungcweti bakhe. He's the greatest king of Israel.
Uyinkosi phekwa wonke amanye amakhosi kwaIsrayeli.
Yena ungugogo ka Jesu Kristu.
He is an ancestor of Jesus Christ.
Yena ku Hebrew 11 ubalelwe eqhaweni.
In Hebrews 11, he is counted amongst those heroes of the faith.
Yena kwathiwa ungumuntu onenhliziyo kaNkulunkulu.
A man after God's own heart.
David.
That's David.
Kodwa ay ukuthi akaze one.
But not that he had never sinned.
One kaningi.
He sinned quite a few times.
Kodwa kumanga ubekhala khona lapha enza uphenduka. Ukuphendukala kwakhe bengwesika ukukhala ngoqam noma ingwenya.
But after David sinned, each time he would immediately repent and cry out to God. And he didn't just weep crocodile tears. His tears were true tears of repentance.
Ubevuma khona lapho.
Immediately confess his sin.
Engaphiki.
He wouldn't deny it.
Engaqamba amanga.
He wouldn't lie concerning it.
Kodwa besivume aphenduke ngoba lapho ewonile noBathsheba uNathan esefike kuye semkhombe athi ngonile nkosi ekhale dabuka eqhunyelwe inhliziyo khona lapho uNkulunkulu wathi ngoNathan uxolelwe uthethelelwe.
Because when Nathan came and spoke to him and he said, "You are the man," he immediately owned up. He said, "I have sinned before God." And right there he wept and he cried, and God said to Nathan, "I've forgiven him."
Manje ukuze uDavid enze isono esikhulu kangaka ngenxa yani.
Why did David fall into such a grievous sin?
Umuntu kangeni nje esonweni straight akhala kadele. Kha. Kancane, kancane, kancane. Ikhule lento, ikhule lento. Uma engayinqumanga leyo ntaba, Isiqhino uzongena esonweni.
The person doesn't just immediately fall into gross sin. No, it starts little by little, very subtly, and that grows in the person, and it progresses. And unless you cut off that string, eventually you fall into terrible sin.
Funda ke lento empelweni empilweni ka David. Ukuthi into mayisaqala ngumaduqu hambe yovuma mozokuthothula umubi usungenwa usathane uma kubila la uyengwa inyama yakho kodwa awuvumi.
Learn from David and nip it in the bud when it still just starts. Go and confess that you're evil. If you allow that thing to simmer within you and you don't bring it to the light and confess it.
He had the willingness to honestly admit his mistake.
Why vuma ukuba aveze ngokusobala
ukuthi that we can learn from him.
Singafunda ngaye.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. It mustn't be humbug and playing the fool. He'll play the fool if he goes and he does it again.
Ngasho nje ukuthi ngiyaxolisa ngenza iphutha udlale noNkulunkulu bese uphinde ubuyele kuleso sono futhi.
David, when he was old,
uDavid esegugile,
got ill,
wagula,
and he was very, very cold.
Waye ezwela amakhaza.
They hadn't these modern electric machines to warm the room, to warm the person. So they thought, let's look for the most beautiful girl in Israel.
But the
Baitola Yona Enobuhle.
And they found that beautiful girl.
The queen. The most beautiful girl, Bamfagem Petini, Uguze, Isondele Gutavit, Iomfutumesa.
So they got the most beautiful girl and put her in bed with David to warm him.
Noma epaka pansi geplankat. Akam tintanga. Wasindiswa gelegeke. Wangene sonweni. Wakhala wapenduka. Akapindanga futhi kungena kuleso sono. Not once.
Even though David was beneath the same blanket as this girl, he never touched her. Not once. He was totally safe from that sin. He didn't go back to it again.
He was totally, perfectly cured. Noma bemlinga, bekhetha intombazana ephambili, bemfaka naye umfudumeza. Akamthintanga. Nakho kusindiswa. Gelegeke.
That is perfect salvation.
Anuto. Uspansi kwengube yodwa naye. Kodwa akamthithanga. Nyakuzwa, nyalizwa ivangeli. Abantu bayakhuluma ngosono nongokuwa kukaDavid. Kodwa abakhulumi abashumayeli ngokusindiswa kwakhe.
Do you see what true salvation is like when you've been saved from your sin? People like to make use and refer to David's sin, but they don't speak about his repentance. They don't preach about how deep that repentance went.
Kodwa ukuza ngene kuleso sono ungene kanjani ngoba ngithi kuqala le isono ngeke sivele ngeminithi siqala le kude. Kancane, 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 kancane.
But how did it then happen? As I said, that David fell into this sin. As I said, it doesn't just start with gross sin immediately. It starts slowly and gradually. So how did this sin with Bathsheba come about?
David, bekuyisikhathi sokuthi abantu bese kulweni izizwe bezilwa bekuthwasa kwehlobo kwaIsrayeli lina ebusika kufana neCape Town aline hlobo lina ebusika leke kwaIsrayeli lina ebusika abenzi abayi kuyokulwa ngoba inqola zabo ziyobhathwa ngeke bakwenze kuzoba udaka ngakho ke ngokuthwasa kwehlobo uma sekukomile sekuvuthwe nokudla amabele nokolweni sebe nokudla okuningi izizwe zazihambe ziyokulwa.
It was in the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, because there in Israel they have got a winter rainfall season, just like in Cape Town. And so they would always go out in spring when it would be dry, there'd be plenty of food. That's when the kings would go off to war.
Angazi ukuthi uma ngikhuluma kuyazwakala yini.
I don't know if you can follow what I'm saying.
Kuluma nabantu abangenazo indlebe, bengenabo ubuchopho ekhanda.
Do I speak with people with no ears and brains?
Bekumelwa ahambe namasosha akhe empini. Wasale ekhaya. Wahlale ekhaya. Walale ebusuku. Zavuka ikanuko. Wabuka. Wabuka TV, wayeseyibona le ntombi.
Now, it was at the time when he should have been at war, but he stayed at home, in comfort, sleeping at night. And then these lusts arose within him, and then he watched TV, so to say, and he saw this girl.
Tina ngesijalimane, sithi, Müßiggang ist alle Laste Anfang. The English say, an idle mind is the devil's workshop.
In Afrikaans, idleheid is die duivelse oorkussing.
Idleheid is die duivels
se oorkussing.
Ja, dis reg. They hit the nail on the head. When they had a service here, one of my grandchildren came and said, we had a wonderful service. The one said, we didn't understand a thing. And the other one said, they hit the nail on the head today.
Abazukulu babi beze, bathi hayi, besinenkonzo emnandi kabi namhlanje. Omunye wathi hayi, angizwanga lutho nje. Omunye wathi kodwa bashaya isikhonkosini.
The first mistake he made, he did wrong from staying at home, staying from war. His generals, his best men, Uriah, whom he killed, was one of his best soldiers, and he killed him to cover his sin.
Iphutha lika David lokuqala bekuyileli ngaleso sikhathi bekufanele ukuthi ngabe usempini ngoko wahlala ekhaya ojenene bakhe amasosha akhe angamaqhawe akhe ayempini njengaye uRiya obekuyiqhawe lakhe omunye wabaphambili kwamasosha akhe kodwa wambulala.
And he fell deeper and deeper into sin.
Ugcina isono sakhe wangena ngokujula esonweni.
He should have been with his generals, leading his soldiers.
Bekumele ukuthi abele ahole impi yakhe nojenene bakhe.
Müßiggang ist alle Laster Anfang. Oh, an idle mind. The workshop of the devil.
Uba ungenziluti lokho kuniku Satan ithuba kuba athola mathuba empilweni yakho.
And as he sat there and did nothing, lying on his bed, he focused his eyes on his flesh, which aroused his lust.
Amehlo akhe wayesiwabhekisa kuze izinkanuko zakhe enyameni yakhe ukwazi kwadaleka ukuthi manje kuvuka inkanuko.
He focused on his own desires.
Wacabangisisa ngezifiso zakhe.
When temptation came, he looked squarely into it.
Lapho kuqhamuka.
With an open heart.
Izilingo wabhekana wakubuka leso silingo enenhliziyo evulekile maqondana nako.
Instead of running away.
Kunokuba abaleke.
IBhayibheli lithi balekelani izinkanuko zobusha. Niyezwa basha, nani badala. Ungathi umuntu omdala akasahlushwa lutho. Hey! USathane angahlushwa abantu abadala kunabasha. La ngokucabanga abesifazane.
The Bible says, flee from youthful lusts. Now you might think that older people, older men, don't experience those lusts. You might be surprised. Some of them experience those lusts more than young people.
Old people can die day and night and say, oh, the devil is tempting me. The devil is tempting me. Flee from youthful lusts. Flee. If you don't know what to flee, go to a counselor who's got his head not back to front, as some have. And I can't blame them. One person told me, I went and I confessed. And this is what the counselor said. Oh my, I was so ashamed. I just said, why didn't you come to me? Why didn't you come to me? I wouldn't have exposed you. But we would have prayed and made a plan to get that man back onto the right road. He's on a beside the road. He's a foolish counselor. Ungayi kumuntu uyovuma isono sakho. Bese ke akululeke ngendlela engasile. Akutshele inganekwane. Ungaphindi uye kuye. Ngona uze kimi. Uthi usibanibani bengivuma lokhu, washo lokhu, siyothandaza. Bese sizama indlela yokumsiza. Ngoba uma engasizwanga, uye esihogweni. Uyoduka noma kade eshumayela ivangeli. Uzogcina esihogweni.
Even though that person has been preaching the gospel for a long time, unless they repent, they'll end in hell. Even that counselor.
His sin was exposed. Isono sakhe savelobala noma ezama ukusigqiba. IBhayibheli lithi kuLuka 12 akukho okufihliweyo okungayi kwambulwa. Akukho lutho okufihliweyo empilweni yakho okungenakwambulwa. Vuma konke. Uma ungakuvumi ekusithekeni, uNkulunkulu uyokuvuma ngosuku lokwahlulelwa phambi kwezulu nomhlaba.
The Bible says there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. So expose your own sin. Reveal it. Bring it to the light. If you don't do it there in secret, in counseling, God will expose it on the day of judgment to the whole world.
And don't hide any sin. Because the consequence is going to be far-reaching. Can you understand English? I know I'm not an English person, but I pray that you would understand. The result can be far-reaching. And you cry, say, oh, the young people, they bad this and that and make my grandchildren. And where does the fault lie? With you. You don't serve God with a perfect, perfect heart.
Ungasifihli lesono lesincane noma sisodwa nje ngoba leso sono sifihlayo egcineni imphumela yaloyo nto izofinyelela endaweni esikude kuqhubeke empilweni yakho mhlawumbe ukhala ngabasha kodwa mhlawumbe wena wangena esonweni.
Oh, I'm sorry, the time is up. Kumele ukuthi igcine manje ngoba isikhathi sesidlulile. But the wonderful thing is that he was forgiven and set free. It's not enough to be forgiven. You've got to be set free.
Okumnandi ngo David ukuthi wathethelelwa ngaphezulu kwalokho futhi wakhululwa futhi sonweni. Akwenele ukuthi uthethelelwe nje, kumelwe kuba ukhululwe kusona.
And dear counselors, if you counsel people, it's not enough that they confess. Set them free. And if you can't set them free, take them to the man who can.
Futhi nina, enibaluleka yabantu, abalungisisi, akwenele ukuthi umthandazele nje ukuthi athethelelwe, kodwa umsize ukuthi akhululeke kuleso sono. Uma uhluleke, yise komunye ozomkwazi ukumsiza.
Kodwa indaba ethabukisa esithokozisayo ukuphela kwa ukugcina kwakhe, wanqoba nokunqoba. Noma sekuthathwa intombi ibekwe la, akayithintanga phansi kwengube yodwa izinsuku eziningi. Wathi ngcono ngigodola ngona kanye, angifuni ukona futhi.
David's life had a wonderful ending where he was completely liberated from his sin. Even though they put that young girl under the same blanket with him, he never touched her. He said, I've sinned once. Once is enough. I don't want to do it again.
Never again. But what about these people that confess and tomorrow they confess again? Deal with them. And if they carry on for years with that sin, take them to the man who can help them.
Uma abantu bephinda bavuma isono sodwa baphinda futhi babuyele kuleso sono, mise lo muntu komunye ozokwazi ukumsiza.
If you don't do it, it will be a disgrace to you. Uma usuleke, it will be far reaching. The whole world will know about it, and you could have cured that thing.
Uma usuleke kuzoba ihlazo phezu kwakho. Ngithele leso sono singafinyelela endaweni ekude. Mhlawumbe kungavele emhlabeni wonke jikelele, kanti wena bekwazi ukuthi umsize lo muntu, utholile ithuba lokumsiza.
Kuningi singakusho. David, why namakhosikazi akhe?
David had his
wife. Ubefunelani uBathsheba enenkosikazi yakhe? What have you got to do with another woman? You've got your wife. Doesn't she satisfy you? Is she not right in the head? I know of one woman, when the white man had sinned, he was in a high position, had sinned with a black woman and was caught and had to go before court in the apartheid ages. The woman cried and said, it is my fault. It is my fault. It is my fault. Don't say you're too old. Surely if you're too old, then there's a way how you can help him. Or this, would you want to do be like this woman and say, oh, my husband, you still want this? I'm too old. Send him to the harlots. But the sin is yours.
inkosikazi yakho kanti akakwenelisi yini phambi kweminyakeni edlule khona umuntu wayesesikhundleni esiphakeme wona nomunye wayemhlophe wona nomuntu onsundu inkosikazi yakhe yabuye yakhala ukuthi hawu iphuthe lingelami angimsizangi indoda yami
kwase kuzwakala emhlabeni wonke ukuthi wayisola wathi ngenxa yami imina angibanga owesifazane kuye inkosikazi njengokuba ifanele nikuthathe kalula kodwa amadoda enu niwayise emafebini amadoda enu aniwaphathi kahle njengamakhosi niwaphatha kabi sebezoya efebini zithwalwa ngetreyi zitatazelelwa wena nje awu wena ngane nikuyihlo ukudla kufanele ukuthi aphelelwe uthando kukhona abazomthanda
you just treat your husband in any old manner but when he gets there with those loose women those who are immoral they carry him on a tray they give him everything that he asks for that he needs and you just treat him like anybody and say well
I've tried to speak straight in a language that all can understand and I hope you understand and you've learned your lesson if not well then go to hell
ngizamile uqondise ngikhuluma ulimi olizwayo wena uma ungazwanga akusho ukuthi yana ke sokweni
and don't cry if you see those far reaching things in your children and your children's children
ungakhalike ngobona iphumela eyakude efinyelela kude empilweni zabantwana bakho nabazukulu bakho
let's bow our heads and pray
asikhuleke
sebenza nkosu usiphe ukuhlakanipha singabizi intole izintombi eziziwula kodwa sibe izintombi ezihlakaniphile
work o lord may we not be foolish virgins but wise virgins
amen